There is no existence of aeroplane. But how in the Bhagavad the information on aeroplane is there. He made were less intelligent 5,000 years ago, and now they were gone. Then how person 5,000 years ago, not 5,000 years, many, many millions of years ago, the information was there, but from historical point of view, at least 5,000 years ago. So how they give this information of airplane? So how you can say that some 40,000 years ago, what is it, Darwin theory? There was no brain.
Ape-like creatures.
So how this nonsense theory can be accepted? According to our basic information, from the very beginning, the one person, one living creature was Brahma, the most intelligent person. Not that he developed from monkey. This nonsense theory killed the human civilization. The intelligence is coming from the Supreme Personality of God. And the most intelligent person is receiving that, Brahma. And then he is distributing this knowledge. So, knowledge has not developed with the development of the brain of the living entities. That is a wrong theory. Knowledge is already there. And the most intelligent person received it and it is being distributed still. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is considered to be perfect. And if we take knowledge from the Veda, then our knowledge is perfect. Now here is the knowledge. And what is the purpose?
The purport. It appears that in the Vaikuntha planets, there are airplanes also brilliantly glowing, and they are occupied by the great devotees of the Lord with ladies of celestial beauty as brilliant as lightning. As there are airplanes, so there must be different types of carriages also, like the airplanes, but they may not be driven machines, as we have experienced in this world. Because everything is of the same nature of eternity, bliss, and knowledge, the airplanes and carriages are of the same quality as Brahman. As there is nothing except Brahman, so it should not be misconceived that there is only void and no variegatedness. To think like that is due to a poor fund of knowledge. Otherwise, no one would have such a misconception of voidness in the Brahman. As there are airplanes, ladies and gentlemen, so there must be cities and houses and everything else just suitable to the particular planets. One should not carry the ideas of imperfection from this world to the transcendental world without taking into consideration the nature of the atmosphere as completely free from the influence of time, etc., as described previously.
So, and all other planets, not only within this material world, but also in the spiritual world, there are also varieties of planets. The difference is, here the varieties are made of matter, and there the varieties are made of spirit. That's all. There are two things, material energy and spiritual energy, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. The material energy is also one, mahatattva. But bahudha, jiva bhasi, jiva bhasi, the one thing is matter. But bahudha iva bhati. What is that? Where is that verse?
Second verse.
Bahurupaya Abhas. Maya Bahurupaya. Actually, this is Maya. But, Bahurupaya. By the interaction of the three modes of material nature, there are varieties. Similarly, in the spiritual world, although the spirit is one, there are also varieties. Some need there are these three qualities, there it is known what is that called? Sammit, Sandhini. Sandhini, Sammit. That is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are also varieties. So, the Mahavadi philosophers, they have no information of the spiritual world. Therefore, they are thinking that spirit means something void of all these varieties. They cannot conceive that in the variety there can be enjoyment. Here they have got very bad experience of varieties. Therefore, they want to make Buddha theories like that, varieties. The earth, water, air, fire. So, if this body is made of all these varieties, so you make it nirvana, you kill it, or dismantle it, with to the varieties, just like when anything in this material world, when it is annihilated, it goes, this our body, just like when we leave this body, the matter remains there, lump of matter, gradually it becomes decomposed and some water comes out, the water goes to the water, the earthly part goes to the earth, the fiery part goes to the fire in this way. This combination of matter becomes dismantled. That is called nirvana. That is Buddha theory. That by chance a combination of material elements has formed this body, and by chance a living force has come out, manifested, and on account of the living consciousness we are feeling pains and pleasure. So, in order to stop the so-called pains and pleasure, you dismantle this machine. Then there is no more, you become zero, then there is no more pains and pleasure. This is Buddha's case. The same principle that you have got some pain on your head, so the theory is that break your head. Sometimes I suggested to our Saraswati that you break your head and there will be no pain. So this theory is like that. Instead of mending. This is the lack of knowledge. Mura. Pains and pleasure. One man in the prison life, he is simply suffering so many pains and pleasure. There is no pleasure, simply pain. So, he is trying to commit suicide. Sometimes people do that, suicide. They think that if I kill, if I commit suicide, then all these pains and pleasure will be finished. because he has no information that a body is an instrumental to feel pain and pleasure. I, as a spirit soul, am unattached to it. Atma-maya-rite-raja. It is the creation, temporary creation. So if I get out of this temporary creation and be situated in my own position, then there is no pension pleasure. It is simply pleasure. Therefore, Krishna consciousness means to change consciousness. Now I have conscious of this material combination, this body, mind. Therefore, I am feeling pension pleasure. As soon as I am situated in my original consciousness, that I am Krishna, Krishna's eternal servant I am. So, let me engage in Krishna's service, and then there is no more material pains and pleasure. It is not that a neophyte when he is engaged in Krishna's service, he is feeling the same pains and pleasure, but that is due to our past habit, consciousness. It's like aeroplane. You come down on the land, sometimes there is dizziness. You think that I am still flying. But there is no more flying. There is stop. Similarly, one who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, his material pains and pleasure has been stopped. But due to our past experience, sometimes we think I am still in pains and pleasure. This is due to our past experience. The same example again, just like the fan is running, you put off the switch, still the fan is running. But actually it is not running. It is running, capacity has been stopped. But due to the, what is called?
Momentum.
Momentum, it appears as it is. So a devotee, although sometimes it appears that he is in pain and pleasure, committing something nonsense, that is momentum. In the next verse in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Kriptam bhavati dharma atma, sat shanti nigacchati, kontriya pradhyanihi, namayeva sattanasthati. Although we find in the neophyte devotee some bad behavior due to his past experience, so we should not take him as non-devotee. Sadhriva samanta. He is sadhri. He is thick to Krishna consciousness. And the bad habits which are visible now, it will disappear. It will disappear. So we have to give chance. Because we see some bad habits of a devotee, we should not reject. We should give another chance. We should give another chance. Because he has taken the right thing. But to past behavior, he appears to be again going to the Maya's clutches. So we should not reject, but we should give chance. One may take little more time to come to the standard, but we should give him chance. If he sticks to Krishna consciousness, then very soon all these defects will be disappeared. Kipram bhavati dharmātma. He will be completely a dharmātma, mahātma. Anyone who has taken seriously my lotus feet, seriously surrendered, he'll never vent. Although sometimes it appears that he is coming down. So this should be our principle. We stick to Krishna consciousness, then everything is all right in due course of time. So the variety of life there is, that variety is actual variety. Here it is only Parvati reflection. Here the beauty, just like the beauty is described there, Rajasmo, all growing, Lasat, brilliant. There is also aeroplane, but not this thin aeroplane, you see. Where the aeroplanes are made of jewels and gold. That is brilliant. And their beauty, they are also men or Mandela. Not that simply men, devotees, no. But these men and women, they are creation. The both sexes are there, Radha and Krishna. So, nothing is different from here. But they are permanent, real. Here, everything is temporary and false. This is different. Everything there is also tree, there is also flowers, there is also palaces, there are aeroplanes, there are chariots, and there is man, woman, but they are real. And here it is unreal. The same example, the mirage, it appears exactly like water. It is not water. It is false. But there is real water. We should not think that because it is false water, therefore there is no water. What is this? That is Mayavadity. Because here Brahma Sattva Jagame Shankaracharya, the only Brahma, impersonal Brahma is fact, and everything, all varieties, they are mixed up. No. They have no full information of Brahma. When we get full information of Brahma, the Supreme Brahma, Krishna, is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavi. He is always engaged in spiritual bliss. Ananda Chinmaya, his lila, his last lila. His name is a coward boy. But there is no defect or the what is called inability. There is no such thing. Everything is fact and everything is real. There is Anandamaya. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. There is Rasa. Here is also Rasa. Here also, it's not Ananda Chinmaya, this is material. Everything is real. Bhajishnubhi, yapparito virajati, lasat vimana, bolihi, mahatma. Those vimanas, aeroplanes, belong to the mahatma, great liberated devotees. So, devotees are not going to be zero. They will have also aeroplane there. But not this third class aeroplane. As soon as the machine goes on, immediately crashing. There is no crashing. Neither there is any necessity of machine because they are spiritual. Just like a motor car machine, it requires oil. It requires petrol to run up. But as we are spirit, we don't require anything. We can run without any arrangement of mechanical. We can experience that. If man is running, not that you have to put some petrol. Of course, you are putting petrol, this food stuff. That is meant for the body. But if the whole thing is spiritual, there is no more necessity of these things, material ingredients. There is no necessity. That they cannot. The aeroplane is also spirit. It is living. It has taken the shape of aeroplane. But it is vain. It is not false. Therefore, there is no necessity of this earth. Simply beautiful aeroplane. And wherever light can go, they are moving in the sky. And they are beautiful women. They are women, they are lightning. Their beauty is so brilliant, glowing, that the women, they are themselves are lightning. As we find lightning in the clouds, very beautiful. Similarly, when these aeroplanes fly in the outer space of Vaikuntha sky, it looks like lightning in the cloud. Pramada. Uttamadvihi. Uttamadvihi. Here the beauty is also false. Because it's material. A woman is very beautiful. But as soon as the spirit soul is gone, if somebody says that you can take this woman at your house, nobody is there. Nobody is there. Because the real thing is gone. It is false beauty. The same woman, beautiful, everyone is after this woman, very nice woman. But as soon as the spirit soul is just like dolls, there are very, very beautiful woman dolls and the tailors, sorrow, and nobody cares for it. Well, everyone knows this is false. Therefore, Shankaracharya is saying, say, why you are being attracted by this woman? It is simply a lump of matter. It is simply one lump of matter. Everyone, it is in our experience that a lump of matter is standing, sometimes photograph of a nice woman or the doll of nice woman. Everyone knows that this is false. Nobody is attracted. Therefore, here there is nothing material. Everything is spiritual. The body is also spiritual. There is no distinction between body and soul. Everything is one. That we cannot experience now, but we have to get information from the authorized book. Therefore, they are far, far greater. There is no question of comparison. The Pramoda Uttamadvihi. Pramoda. The woman's name is Pramoda. Pramoda, because as soon as one woman comes before a man, he becomes edited. Therefore, woman's name is Pramoda. Pramoda. Pramoda means edited. Kamini. Edited. So, there the Pramoda Uttama Duhi. Uttama. Udgata Tama. Tama. He said, that means no, he's not there. Sabiddhu, Sabiddhu Abhravalidhi, Jathanabha. When they fly in the sky, it appears just like lightning in the cloud. These are the descriptions of Vaikuntha planet. What is your question? Any question?
Question, Vargas. You say in Vaikuntha, everything is the same as here in the material world. So there are families. Do children grow to...
There is no children. There is no children, because there is no birth. There is no death. There is no question of children. You don't find any description of children.
In the material world, variety is created by the interactions of three modes of nature. The three modes of material nature cause the variety in the material world.
in the spiritual world, what are the factors which cause arising?
That sammisandini, varieties of Krishna's spiritual energy.
In Krishna Loka, there are children, Krishna Loka,
right? That is also eternal. That is another planet. Hmm. Eternally, Krishna is playing with the cow as well. Not that these children are being born. They are like, just like in this world also, we see Kumaras. They're eternally child. Kumaras, four Kumaras. They are born along with the Brahma, but they're just like a small 4 years old, but Kumar, Chatushan Kumar. So we get some information only, but we'll see them practically when it goes. We take information only. But it is not very delayed, not the nonsense theory, zero. That is the point, but it is not zero. So, any other question? Nirvishesh, Sabhishesh. Where Krishna is dancing, all that, with the gopis. Ananda Chinmayana Sap Pratibhavita Vistavidya Eva Nijarupataya Kala. There, everything is expansion of Krishna's own form. Here is also, this is also expansion of Krishna's energy, material. And that is, just try to understand like, here, everything is by the expansion of Krishna's material energy. And there, everything is there by spiritual energy. Yes. Something made of sugar and something made of dirt. The sugar is always sweet and dirt is always detestable. Two dolls, one is made of clay and one is made of sugar. Which one do you like? Children? Two dolls, one is made of sugar and another is made of this clay. Which one would you like? Because that doll, wherever you look at, is sweet. And this doll, made of clay, you cannot lick. That is the only explanation. This Krishna says, that Bhumi Rapa, Aparayam, Apara, these are my inferior energy. It has to be Bhumi Prakritim Para. Beyond this, there is another Prakriti, another nature. That is Para, superior. How the superior, how can I understand this inferior and superior? Because the superior Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava, that superior energy is like jiva, living entity. It's like, the matter is there, and the living entity is there. But the living entity is controlling the matter. Controlling the matter. Not the matter is independent. The matter independently cannot become this you are, tape record. When the superior energy, living entity, collects them, applies its intelligence, and converts into a tape recording device. It is nothing but a lump of matter. Only tin and some metal and some paper and something like that. So this superior energy, when it acts on it, then it can work. Therefore, similarly, here this whole material world is made of the inferior energy. Both the energies are of Krishna. They are emanating from Krishna. But one is inferior energy, the other is superior. This is the difference between material world and spiritual world. So in the spiritual world, there is no need of making mechanical arrangement, because everything is spirit. There's no need of mechanical arrangement. That we cannot accommodate with our poor brain at the present moment. But simply try to understand that as we find here, superior energy and inferior energy, without the superior energy, the inferior energy has no value. This tape recorder, so long the superior energy is handling, it is giving the desired result. But if you don't handle, if some superior energy, some human being does not tackle it, it is no value. Is it matter? Is it matter? Out of its own accord, it cannot act. But if it was made of spirit, then out of its own accord, it can play. There is no need of handling. Just like if I ask you, bring me a glass of water, so immediately the glass of water is here. But if I ask, please bring me a glass of water, it cannot. That is the difference between matter and spirit. So, in the spiritual world, there is no need of artificial mechanical arrangement. Everything is living force. That is the difference. And the Mahavadi philosophers, they are called Mahavadi, they are so full that even in Krishna they find difference. That Krishna has got his soul. Just as Dr. Radhakrishna said, it is not the Krishna the person, but within. He is such a fool that he does not know that there is no within and without Krishna. And he's trying to comment on Bhagavad Gita. He does not know what is Krishna. He's distinguishing, making distinction. Just like we have got distinction. I am a spirit soul. I am covered by this matter. Krishna is not like that. If he is covered by matter, then how he can remember some 40 million of years ago he spoke Bhagavad Gita to the sun god? How he can remember? He does not die. He has no material body. That Krishna says, Abhijananti Mangamura. Those are rascals. They deride upon me as an ordinary human being. Abhijananti Mangamura. Manasintanu Vastita. Param Bhava Abhijanan. They do not know what is the essence of my position. Therefore, they conclude like that. They have got experience that there is superior soul and inferior matter. So Krishna has also got the superior soul and inferior matter, material body. No, Krishna has no material body. Otherwise, how he can remember what he spoke? 40 million, Arjuna cannot. Vedanta Samadhi, he knows past, present and future. Savigya, Sara. These things are there. So, as soon as you also get rid of this material body, you also become like this, like Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Satchidananda Vigraha. So, in order to get that is our original body. So, in order to get that original body, this Krishna consciousness movement is. So, anything more? India, as much as possible, let me come 50 miles and take this wild bird coat. Well, taste it. Because the life will be finished, so whatever taste and enjoyment I can enjoy, let me finish it. Because after this body is finished, everything will be finished. But our is Lord, the body may finish. But our spiritual enjoyment is there if we get our spiritual consciousness. This is our trouble. We get varieties of enjoyment. Salevali laddu khai simadhu vanga. There is only store in laddu and kachar. In Vrindavan, Ravadi. Makhan. Krishna is makhan cho. Makhan thi. Alright.